and a bell.
Hamlin's car won't stick at the bottom of the racetrack on these old tires. We're in a 53-lap consecutive green flag stretch. Further up, Team Penske getting after it for the second spot.
Here they come into turn number one. Joey Logano has got it. His teammate Ryan Blaney wants it. Logano right in the middle of the banking. Blaney all the way to the bottom.
This is the battle for second. This is seven car lengths behind race-leading driver William Byron. It's Logano and Blaney that'll come to the bottom of the racetrack as Byron gets caught up behind the potential lap car of Daniel Suarez.
And remember, that's a playoff driver. Daniel Suarez about to go a lap down here at the line. William Byron down to his inside, closing in a pair of Team Penske Ford Mustangs.
Suarez is not going to go quietly. He's right up next to the outside wall, giving it all he's got. Byron a lane lower, looking for daylight off turn two.
These drivers slipping and sliding with these older tires. Byron trying to get around Suarez. He'll draw up alongside him at the end of the back straightaway and put him a lap down at the entrance of turn three.
The cars running the bottom of the racetrack of the Team Penske Ford Mustang Dark Horses. Here comes Joey Logano. He'll dispose of Suarez. Logano stays on the bottom of the racetrack. Three to go in the stage.
Ryan Blaney trying to look for some open asphalt to challenge Ryan Blaney. Blaney moving in on William Byron. Here comes Joey Logano down to the bottom of the racetrack.
William Byron's mirrors are filled with two Team Penske Ford Mustangs. Although Logano slipped a tad at the bottom of two that last lap, he'll give back a car length or two, but here comes Logano again, pounding away at the bottom of the racetrack.
Top three running right together, two laps to go in stage number one. William Byron's got the advantage by five car lengths over Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney.
Logano, one of the very few able to make hay on the inside of the racetrack. This time around, he's going to run the middle groove while Byron leads the race in that high line.
William Byron right now comes to the back straightaway. Four, now five car lengths in hand over Logano and Blaney. That's the three-car breakaway. Now Hamlin will clear himself for the lap car of Suarez in four.
Off turn number four, they'll come to the start-finish line as we get set to begin our final lap of stage number one. William Byron has the lead by seven car lengths over a good fight for second.
Logano now is going to have to be playing a little defense here as Ryan Blaney dives to the bottom of the banking. It'll be the two Penske teammates nose-to-nose now for position number two.
Joey Logano trying to fend off some friendly fire from Ryan Blaney, his teammate. Blaney started to run to the bottom, now backs away. Logano at the entrance of three will go to the bottom of the racetrack. Ryan Blaney will go to the top.
Here comes the run back off turn number four and back to the green and white checkered flag. Joey is right there, but stage win number two on the season will go to William Byron as the green and white checkered flag waves. Stage one is done. William Byron will pick up all of the stage points over Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell. That's your top five to the line. And now we do see the yellow lights go on all the way around the racetrack. Stage one is done. I gave you the top five. The rest of the top ten, Ty Gibbs, Austin Cindric, Martin Truex Jr. was eighth, Alex Bowman was ninth, and Carson Hocevar was 10th.
And that look at the top 10 and who scored points in the stage is presented by Sunoco. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
Right now, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Motor Racing Network is live at Kansas Speedway for the Hollywood Casino 400. I'm Alex Hayden, along with Jeff Striegel and championship-winning crew chief Todd Gordon here in the broadcast booth. Dave Moody's out in turns one and two. Mike Bagley over in turns three and four with Steve Post and Alan Cavada up and down the pit lane. Stage number one is in the books, and William Byron is victorious in the stage.
Progressive knows when you own a boat, life on land is a tough sell.
Come on down to land. It's the place where you get to do so much waiting. You can wait in traffic, drive-thrus. You can even wait at the doctor's in a room specifically made for waiting. It's land, baby. Come and sit patiently for a while, then wait even longer. It's land.
Life on a boat is way more relaxing, and it's even more relaxing when you protect your boat with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on 2022 boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
I got my together.
I got my together.
You can get your shots together, too. Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
Pit stops are coming up soon from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at wwt.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Just west of downtown Kansas City, we see the skyline off in the distance behind the backstretch. Pit lane is open. Alan Cavana.
And Joey Logano wanted the track to come to him. He says it did, running well. He hopes they fire off a bit better. Ryan Blaney suffered from a slow pit stop the first time around. They want to improve on that. William Byron won that stage, says he can be a little bit tighter going into 3 and 4. They'll make an adjustment. Sunoco Fuel and 4 tires, folks.
Denny Hamlin a little bit tight on that run. Pretty happy with the car. They just want to loosen it up a little bit. Daniel Suarez, they were loosened up a lot. That was a handful for Suarez. He was able to get the lucky dog. Joey Logano wins the race off pit road. How about that? William Byron goes out second. Looks like Ryan Blaney goes out in the third spot. Believe Christopher Bell might have gone out in fourth and Ty Gibbs in the fifth spot. Christopher Bell, remember, they did that two-tire right side only stop. The left side tires held on for a long time. In fact, longer than they thought. But when that car slid up the racetrack, it was just on old worn-out tires. As soon as that stage was over, Adam Stevens said, "That's on me." Two tires was just too long on those left side tires. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel. Christopher Bell feels pretty good about his automobile. Pit stops, lap 83, end of stage number one.
Joey Logano was indeed the first car off of pit road in front of William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Christopher Bell, and Ty Gibbs.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Stage one is done. That was won by William Byron. Joey Logano will be ready to lead the field back to the green flag. Stage two on deck from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durand.
Going back under the green flag in just about three quarters of a lap, Austin Cindric on pit road for a second time. Alan Cavana.
It was a loose wheel after that pit stop. He felt it out there on the track, and his crew chief, Brian Wilson, just told me they also saw it on the video, so they had to come back down pit road, give up all that track position, tighten the right rear. Penske car so good. Cindric as well. He's driven from 17th up into the top 10 until he had to pit again.
It's a luxury, though, to have a very fast race car and 182 laps to try to climb back in to the top five. The field is coming to the Geico restart zone, presented by Geico. Is your insurance playbook lacking? Switch to Geico and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to geico.com today to get started.
Got a Ford and a Chevrolet, row one. Joey Logano and William Byron, row two. A Ford and a Toyota, Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell, row three. You've got teammates in Truex on the inside. Ty Gibbs on the outside, row four. Carson Hocevar and Denny Hamlin, row five for the restart, has got Alex Bowman there along with Brad Keselowski back under the green flag on lap number 86.
As Jesse Delavoye will get the pace car off the racetrack and back to pit lane, all eyes to the Geico restart zone as they get back on the throttle as Joey Aycock puts the green flag back in the air. Through the gearbox we go. We're racing again in Kansas.
They are side by side heading for the banking in turn number one. William Byron by just a bumper in the outside lane. Christopher Bell goes all the way to the wall to make it three wide for the lead. William Byron up the middle will take it.
William Byron grabs the top spot coming out of turn number two. Battles on for second. Here's C. Bell up alongside Logano. Behind them, Gibbs alongside Ryan Blaney.
Boy, great start for Alex Bowman. He blew away about three on the start, and he is just outside of the top five, watching Denny Hamlin go to work on Ryan Blaney.
Hamlin looks to the outside down the front straightaway, tucks in momentarily behind Blaney. Now goes to the wall, but Blaney is fast on the bottom of the racetrack. He pulls away.
Blaney able to hang on to position number five. You got Hamlin in sixth, Bowman in seventh. Tight quarters racing from second on back. Here's Logano diving to the inside of Bell for the runner-up spot.
Christopher Bell drove it in deep topside, and he'll come away turn four with the momentum, but Joey Logano with a big run. He'll grab the second spot. Now Christopher Bell's under attack for third.
Bell got tight coming off turn four, got way up next to the wall. May have had to crack the throttle. He lost the spot to Joey Logano. Now Ty Gibbs is on the attack.
All this jostling for position behind William Byron is aiding Byron. Byron pulling away now by four car lengths over Logano. Bell loses the nose again in three. He'll slide it to the racetrack in four.
Ryan Blaney trying to take advantage, but he cannot do it. Bell will tuck back in line in fourth, right behind Ty Gibbs. Then it's Ryan Blaney, and again, here comes Denny Hamlin.
Hamlin on the attack, pulls up onto the back bumper of Ryan Blaney. Blaney once again all the way to the bottom of the racetrack. Denny Hamlin runs the middle, but can't make a move.
That is the race for fifth. Here's a side-by-side battle for sixth. Truex to the inside of Alex Bowman, while Christopher Bell goes after Ty Gibbs in a fight for third.
Great racing everywhere you look here at Kansas Speedway. We'll focus on the battle for the number three spot. Ty Gibbs from the outside swings back around the front of Christopher Bell. Now further back, Dave, here comes Bowman around Truex.
Yeah, Martin Truex Jr. hasn't made a lot of noise this afternoon, but he's very methodically made his way into the top 10. He just lost a spot to Bowman. He's going to lose another to Carson Hocevar.
Stacking up for the eighth position. Hocevar will get it. Truex again loses another. Brad Keselowski will open up the inside lane under Truex at three.
Kyle Busch right there looking on as well. Truex and Brad are going to go side by side off four. Advantage back to Truex. Then Brad. Then Kyle Busch.
Busch up on the back bumper of the Brad Keselowski machine. A little closer to the front. It's heating up for fourth, fifth, and sixth. Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, and Ryan Blaney.
two Toyotas and a Ford racing there. Bell and Hamlin in the Toyotas. The Ford of Blaney with Alex Bowman behind them about five car lengths. Just waiting to see how all this is going to shake out.
Ryan Blaney has committed to the bottom of the racetrack here early in this cycle, and he goes again to the bottom of the speedway. Can't quite get up on the back bumper of Denny Hamlin, however, as they go to one.
He has been one of the few fast bottom dwellers from the start of this race, and he will go right back down there again, trying to reel in the FedEx Toyota, Denny Hamlin.
William Byron, race leader, continues to march away. Second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth. Good battling there, all led by Logano. Ty Gibbs with Bell, Hamlin, and Blaney in that battle as well.
Hamlin to the bottom on Christopher Bell. Battle for fourth is going to be side by side with Blaney looking on. Again, Denny down to the inside, Christopher Bell to the outside.
They continue to battle back and forth from second back through about eighth place. That allows William Byron to get away to a fairly healthy lead. Denny Hamlin will finish off the pass. He falls in line four.
So fast, here comes C. Bell back to the bottom of the racetrack out of turn number two. Hamlin slid up across the nose of Bell, reclaimed that spot. Here's Bell trying to take it back with Ryan Blaney trying to take advantage as well.
Those are four cars racing hard for positions four, five, and six off turn number four. They've been very gentlemanly and quite sportsmanship-like so far, Dave.
Yeah, this is the time of day for that kind of conduct, Alex, but as we get a little later, they will start taking more and giving less. For the moment, Mike Bagley, it's great racing in the top 10.
It's fantastic racing, especially from fourth, watching these teammates in Hamlin and Bell go at it. Blaney is there. Here's Blaney. He'll dot up the low lane while Christopher Bell takes it all the way to the outside wall.
We've been back under the green flag for 11 laps. Ross Chastain up seven spots. Hamlin up four. Bowman up four. Busch up four. And Daniel Hemric up four as William Byron continues to just try to pull away. Mike Bagley, that ongoing battle is a good one.
It is. That ongoing battle, there are several of them from second, third, fourth, and fifth. Fifth up for contention right now. Christopher Bell has fallen into the clutches of Ryan Blaney. That is side by side with Bell at the top and Blaney on the bottom.
Great race there. Just in front of them, another great race for third. Denny Hamlin has run down Ty Gibbs. He's not wasting any time as he goes to his inside.
Ty Gibbs did not give Denny Hamlin any more room than he needed to wedge his way to the inside, but Denny was not to be deterred. He's right there on the bottom looking to pick up the three spots.
Ty Gibbs right now sealing off the air for Denny Hamlin, taking it away from him. Hamlin has to fall back and recoil on the back straightaway, and here comes Hamlin again, a lane off the bottom for Hamlin this time through.
Two through seven running right together on the racetrack. Logano's got second, then it's Gibbs, Hamlin, Christopher Bell, Ryan Blaney, and Alex
Trouble
Bowman.
Trouble turn for Eric Jones around all by himself. He'll spin to the bottom of the racetrack, and everybody will go to his outside.
That'll put us under the caution flag for the fourth time today. Problem off turn four and Mike Bagley.
Eric Jones looked like Alex. He lost it all by himself. He was at the top of the racetrack, and all of a sudden, the back end of the race car stepped out on him. He was able to spin it to the inside. He spins into the grass, comes to an immediate halt, and safety crews have arrived on the scene to tend to him.
Yellow lights on here for the fourth time here this afternoon, working under the caution. Lap 97, William Byron, Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell. That is your top five.
Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway is proud to be your local destination for live sports wagering. Whether you're looking for a great place to eat, the hottest slot machines, or the friendliest dealers, Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway has you covered. Along with Penn Play member rewards, Hollywood Casino is your best bet before, during, and on every NASCAR race at Kansas Speedway. Hollywood Casino, Penn Play, and Kansas Speedway, a winning combination.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places.
NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
Pit road is closed at the moment. We work under the caution flag, lap number 99. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
we could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Who pits and who does not, we'll find out in just a moment. Also, a reminder that later on we're going to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Well, we've got an interesting scenario. Pit Road's going to stay close because Erik Jones and his wounded Toyotas on the apron of the racetrack, the pace car and the field now, have pulled side by side with them. So I don't see how they're going to be able to open Pit Road and get everybody in and out of there safely, as the tow truck is also in hot pursuit of the Erik Jones car to make sure he gets onto the pit lane.
We have had six different leaders, or lead changes rather, with five different leaders. Why don't we take a moment and just give you a complete mid-race update brought to you by Pfizer.
We've had six lead changes among five different drivers here so far today in the Hollywood Casino 400. Christopher Bell has led the most laps today, a total of 71. William Byron has led 24. Joey Logano's led 3. J.J. Yaley, 1. Denny Hamlin also led a single lap so far today. Stage number one was won by William Byron. Seven of the top 10 finishers in the stage number one were indeed playoff drivers. Right now, the four drivers in the playoffs on the outside looking in at lap number 100. Are Chase Elliott. He is 9 points out. Then you've got Austin Cindric, 17 points out. Chase Briscoe is minus 23, and Daniel Suarez minus 26.
We are working lap number 100. We have 167 laps to go in the event, 65 in stage number two. Todd, crew chief, what are you going to do here? Pit Road is going to be open this time by with 67, make it 64 laps left in the stage.
I think everybody pits here. I think they come, and I think anybody that's a playoff guy outside the top 15 is going to take a gamble on putting two on and seeing where it goes. Even if you end up losing some at the end, an opportunity to leapfrog some track position. We'll see where it goes.
Green light is on to the driver's left at the entrance to pit road. It'll be lap number 101 for those who do, in fact, elect to come to pit lane. And it looks like William Byron has already committed. All of the top runners have. Here we go again. Everybody on the pit lane. Alan Cavana.
A lot of talk on the radio about pitting. They all come down. Some code talk, especially for William Byron. He says he wants to be tighter if it's going to be a long run. But will it be two? Will it be four? We'll see. They're around the right side. Two tires going on the right side. The call on the radio right now is four tires as they swing around. Four Goodyears and Sunoco race fuel for Byron. Steve Post.
Very good race car for Denny Hamlin. He's told this run will be five or six laps longer than the last one. What do you need? Denny Hamlin was really happy with the race car. Kyle Busch wins the race off pit road. Christopher Bell did two tires again. He's off second. Joey Logano goes off third. William Byron goes off fourth. And off fifth looks like Ty Dillon. So Kyle Busch team pulls the strategy out and wins the race off from pit road on this pit stop lap number 101.
Gaining nine positions with the strategy call there. Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, William Byron, Ty Gibbs, the five off the pit lane.
That top five off of pit road presented by National Debt Relief. If you're dealing with credit card debt, payday loans, or other unsecured debts, we're here to help. Choose National Debt Relief and become debt-free in 12 to 48 months.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
62 to go in stage number two. Next time by, it's Kyle Busch at the front of the field from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Kyle Busch getting ready to lead the field back to the green flag. He'll do it with 61 laps remaining in stage number two. Some interesting facts on Kyle. The last time he went to Victory Lane, Worldwide Technology Raceway, back in June of 23. It's been 50 races since he went to Victory Lane. He's looking for a win anywhere here this season before we get to Phoenix.
Yeah, he is, and that would go a long way, not just to extend that streak that he's got of winning every single season in the NASCAR Cup Series, but it would be a shot of momentum for not just he, but also Richard Childress Racing, Jeff. In his 708th career start, his 22nd season of NASCAR Cup Series racing, a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer in Kyle Busch.
He won his first race back in 2005, 19 straight years of winning at this level is in jeopardy here as he has yet to win in 2024, but he'll lead the field back to the green flag here shortly. They're up in turn number three. You've got C. Bell down to the inside, so Kyle electing to start outside row one. Row two, Ford and Chevrolet, William Byron and Joey Logano.
I got to get around turn number four into the Geico restart zone. We'll get this race resumed here in 61 laps to go now in the stage. Lap 104 about to go on the board, and the green flag goes back in the air. We're racing again in the Hollywood Casino 400. Through the gearbox they go. Kyle Busch has a trunk full of Joey Logano.
Yeah, he gets the jump at the restart, and he also gets a big old shove from Joey Logano. That's enough for Kyle to take the lead. Steve L on the bottom. Gets coming for second. Outside, it's Joey Logano.
Christopher Bell trying to clear Logano out of two. He can't do it. That allows Logano to race up alongside his door panel right there. But Bell will dive into the bottom, trying to clear Logano.
Rim riding around the outside of the racetrack. Here comes Ty Gibbs. He pulls even now with William Byron. He pulls even with Joey Logano. It is on front to back.
Trying to keep that momentum cranked up in the outside lane. Logano goes to the bottom of the racetrack. He's going to challenge Bell. Oh, Martin Truex Jr. and Carson Hosemar get together. They both get away.
They are able to part peaceably. It's Carson Hosemar that'll lose a spot in that exchange. Battle for the lead. C. Bell to the inside of Kyle Busch.
Neither driver has the advantage. Kyle Busch keeps it wound up topside off turn four. Christopher Bell drives it all the way down to driver's left by the grass. Joey Logano wants to play in the lead sandbox as well.
Everybody goes to the bottom except for Kyle. Kyle Busch. Now they're going to go three wide into turn one. Christopher Bell in the middle is going to come away with the lead. Logano on the bottom, 1 second.
Ford and Chevy side by side for that second spot. You got Busch in the Chevy on the outside. Logano in the Ford down low. Ty Gibson, the Toyota, looking to go up the gun, but he can't get there.
It is a battle from first to seventh right now. Ryan Blaney running seventh. Christopher Bell out front. Logano, Busch, Gibbs, William Byron, Alex Bowman, and Blaney.
Everybody single file for the moment into the banking of turn number one. And again, Logano goes to the bottom. Byron goes to the bottom. Blaney goes to the bottom. But it all ends up with no change of position.
Christopher Bell looks in the rearview mirror. He's got a six-car freight train ready to overtake him. Logano, Kyle Busch, Ty Gibbs, Alex Bowman, William Byron, and Ryan Blaney.
A fan out on a sun-filled day in Kansas through turns three and four. Funnel back, single file, nose to tail, flashing by the start-finish line. Lap 108 goes on the board. They go to turn one.
Top seven cars fan out into effectively seven different lines on the racetrack. They'll all come back together, single file. No change of position off turn two.
One driver out of line in that lead pack. William Byron to the inside. Quarter panel alongside his teammate, Alex Bowman. That's the side-by-side battle for fifth with Ryan Blaney looking on.
We are now working lap 109. 56 remain in the stage. It's Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, Ty Gibbs, and teammates side-by-side for fifth.
William Byron on the inside. Alex Bowman on the outside. Bowman actually in the middle of the racetrack. Now we'll slide all the way up to the safer barrier at the exit of the corner.
Byron's going to try the move again, but he can't quite get close enough, so he'll follow Bowman up the backstretch. Two car lengths back to Blaney behind William Byron and Martin Truex Jr. Slowly but surely trying to creep in on this battle.
One driver we're not mentioning racing inside the top five like we did the first part of the race was Denny Hamlin. What's the latest and what happened with Hamlin?
Denny Hamlin came down pit road, routine work at a four-tire pit stop. I want to bring Todd Gordon in on this. The right rear changer was not 100% sure the right rear tire got tightened, and so he took a little extra time to make sure that right rear was tightened. Denny Hamlin was pretty upset on the radio. Chris Gabehart just said, focus forward. We did what we needed to do. Focus forward on this race. Todd, how much in a situation like that do you need to rely on that changer to make sure you trust his judgment on that when they're changing these tires so quickly?
When we're trying to make 8.5, 9 second pit stops, you have to let him go on his gut and what he sees. You know, you've got those little detents that come out and lock the nut in place. May have had to take a stab back at it just to make sure it was tight. We don't want to have a loose wheel come race time.
Kyle Busch just hit the wall and he hit it hard with the right rear corner in turn number two. He was coming off a three wide on the outside, slid up and pancaked the right side of that machine against the safer barrier.
William Byron will get by. Alex Bowman working down to the inside. Ryan Blaney looking on. By the way, Denny Hamlin right now running 16th, working lap 112, 52 to go in the stage. Next time by. Christopher Bell has checked out. Joey Logano by himself second. Then comes Ty Gibbs third. William Byron, Bowman, Busch. Kyle right now sixth, Ryan Blaney seventh, Martin Truex Jr. and Ross Chastain are battling for eighth, and Carson Hocevar, Alex, completes our top 10.
Here in the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway, presented by ESPN Bet. Pleased as always when we're at Kansas to welcome Vice President, General Manager at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway, Lydia Garvey. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me up here, guys. I always love to come up and visit with you.
Yeah, we're privileged to have you here, as we always do. Now, tell us what's going on over Hollywood Casino. A lot of great new games over there.
Yes, we've been working on our slot floor. So some of the newest games are Dragon Cash, as well as Huff and Puff and Huff and More Puff. People love those. And then next week we're installing a Frankenstein game, which will be a great addition to the floor.
One of the coolest things at any racetrack we go to is the balcony over off turn two at the Hollywood Casino and the turn two. I understand there's a new menu over at turn two.
Yes, to go along with that incredible view, we've got a new menu. Great burgers, sandwiches, pizza. My favorite, the Nashville Hot Wings, are a new addition, so definitely people should go check it out.
And a great thing going on as well, ESPN Bet Sportsbook, part of things over at Hollywood Casino. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we are the only sports book in the Kansas City metro area, and we just finished a rebrand to ESPN Bet. It's a great place to watch a game, or if you want to make a bet, come over, see one of our friendly sportsbook writers, or you can wager at one of our 30 sports betting kiosks.
And of course, Hollywood Casino is right off turn two here at Kansas Speedway. All the race fans, maybe us, I'm not going to give away too many secrets, we'll make our way over there after the conclusion of today's Hollywood Casino 400. Some good promotions, some good things that we could do when we get over there?
Yeah, absolutely. Show your race ticket at Player Services and you will get $10 in pen cash, which you can spend on either gaming or food and beverage.
Look forward to that. Look forward to getting over there after the race is over later on today. Thank you to you and your entire team yet again, putting on another great race. And more importantly, what a great weekend. Thanks for the weather you guys provided.
Absolutely. Can't claim that, but we're super happy. It's a great weekend.
Always a privilege to chat with Lydia Garvey, Vice President and General Manager at Hollywood Casino at Kansas Speedway.
You know what you're doing after the race is over?
Gambling?
No, you're buying me dinner at Final Cut, one of the great restaurants right across at Hollywood Casino. That's
Deal.
Where we're heading. All right, we're also heading towards the end of stage number two, 47 laps away from that. Right now, they continue to battle hot and heavy for second. Christopher Bell's got the lead. Oh, they're three wide right here at the line for second. Ty Gibbs, William Byron, and Joey Logano going at it.
Gibbs took it all the way to the basement, and he's going to come away with the runner-up spot. Byron gets picked back for third. Maybe not for long. Logano topside runs and goes.
That battle's been brewing for a while. Gibbs got by Logano. Byron joined the party. They all got shuffled up there, but it's Gibbs rolling away with second. Logano trying to wedge his way to the inside of him in four.
Ty Gibbs is reluctant to give up that real estate. Joey Logano will force his way to the inside. He moves Ty Gibbs out of the way. Here comes William Byron. He'll follow Logano.
Byron more than happy to take advantage of the move by Joey Logano. Logano now is going to go to the fence and turns one and two. Byron in the middle. Gibbs is going to have to fend off Ryan Blaney.
Logano lost two spots two laps ago. He has since reclaimed them. Logano goes back to second. Byron to third. Gibbs to fourth. And now Ryan Blaney's trying to take that away from Gibbs.
All the while, Christopher Bell leads it by 2 seconds over Joey Logano with 45 laps to go in the stage.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at nascar.com/fanrewards.
Ty Gibbs' issues getting a little bit worse. He bounces it off the safer barrier through turns three and four, gives up two more positions, and falls all the way back to the number six spot. Right now, the top five are occupied by playoff drivers. It's Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, and Alex Bowman. 43 laps to go in stage number two from Kansas Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base.
That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay and Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Christopher Bell continues to show the way. However, Joey Logano, pretty good race cars. He's trying to close in somewhat. It was 2 seconds, the advantage Bell had over Logano. It is down now to 1.1 seconds.
Right now it's Bell leading lap 125. Logano, William Byron, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, top five. Ty Gibbs, Martin Truex Jr., Ross Chastain, Kyle Busch, and Zane Smith. That's right, Zane Smith right now running in position number 10. Let's go for the leader, or go for a ride with the leader around the Kansas Speedway. His name is Christopher Bell. He's in turn one.
He's got a pretty good walk in the park going on right now. About a 20-car length lead over Joey Logano. No lap traffic between here and turn three, Mike Bagley.
Here he comes out of two. He'll take that Ream Toyota up against the outside retaining wall. And at the entrance of three, he'll go right to the safe for barrier, leaning on the wall all the way through the corner.
Boy, right up against it, packing the air. Todd, I know it's a phenomenon that a lot of race fans don't quite grasp, but the drivers say you pack the air up against the safer barrier and it helps the race car. Is it possible to put that into words, how that is?
Well, the piece I would say, it's kind of like if you think about a snowplow driving down the road and pushing the snow to the side. If there's a fence there, it kind of builds all that snow up there. It's the same thing you've got with the air. You kind of got air working through. As you get the car up against the fence, you're kind of compressing that bubble of air. That air is pushing the car back to the left, which is what you need to get around the corner.
Movers and losers, since we put them under the green flag on lap 103, we work lap 128. On the upward swing, climbing the leaderboard, Austin Cindric up seven. We just talked about Zane Smith. He's running 10th. He's up six spots. Daniel Suarez up five. Chris Buescher up five. On the downside, Carson Hocevar, who had been running in the top 10, is down nine since they made that pit stop. He's not alone. Justin Haley down eight. And Kyle Busch also down eight positions.
Yeah, and Kyle Busch, if you think back to that pit stop on lap 101, they elected to try to do something different to gain some track position where they changed just two Goodyear tires, and he's beginning to backslide. Denny Hamlin is on the move again, trying to get the 11th spot.
He dials up the low lane, drives down low into turn one. They're going to go three wide with Brad Keselowski underneath the lap machine of Jimmy Johnson.
That was a tight squeeze coming out of two with Johnson up against the outside wall, and Brad was not lifting. That side-by-side battle between the both of them continues off the end of the backstretch.
Kyle Busch right now running a position number 10. Right behind Kyle comes now Denny Hamlin as he gets by Brad Keselowski. Chase Elliott, we haven't talked a lot about Chase Elliott today. He started at the tail end of the field. Let's go back and revisit that. Chase Elliott starting at the tail end of the field. He has climbed the leaderboard now, Alex, all the way up to position number 13.
Got aggressive on the opening lap, went four wide. Some cars got together and had a crash, put Josh Berry out of the race. But Todd Gordon, they've settled in and found the pace of their car after having to change an engine after qualifying yesterday, and they're climbing the leaderboard.
Slowly but surely, they're working their way forward here and getting themselves in position. We're coming towards the end of stage two. Still got 34 laps left in this stage. Gotten himself the 13th. I got to think that they've got an opportunity to get a stage point or two in this stage.
Boy, when you take a look at organizations very quickly here, Alex, it's clear to see the organizations that are strong compared to those that are not. Joe Gibbs Racing Toyotas, they're strong. Denny Hamlin right now has climbed back into the top 10. All four of those Toyotas in the top 10. Team Penske looking very good. Austin Cindric right now on the rebound, but Logano and Blaney go second and third. And the Hendrick Chevrolets also looking very good here today.
Yeah, they are. I mean, that's just part of it. These teams really get to work on their simulation programs back at the race shops, apply that to the race cars. You unload for practice. You only get 20 minutes to try to find out exactly what you got, and you come up just a little bit short, or you really come up with a good setup. And for the most part, these teams are proving week in and week out that they do, in fact, come to the racetrack with good setups.
All right, so let's talk about about a organization and team maybe not having such a great day. One that we thought would, that's 23-11. Bubba Wallace right now running in position number 28. His teammate, Tyler Reddick, in 21st. Let's get an update on Tyler Reddick as we head to pit road, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Real unlimited data, less dollars, more sense, available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Posty, what do you got?
Yeah, Jeff, they're talking about the situation with Tyler Reddick on that race car. Tyler was very, very loose in the first stage of the race, and that meant he couldn't come up off from the corner. Billy Scott went to work on the car during the stage break. Guess what? They were very, very tight now over the course of this stage. He can't get down into the corner, and boy, I'm telling you, one thing we've learned about Kansas, you've got to be good all the way around this joint. So they hit it one side, they hit it the other side. They're hoping for some more changes to be able to hit it right in the middle, but first loose, then tight. That's been the story of Tyler Reddick's day, and that's what has him back in the 21st spot.
And this continues a bit of a theme for Tyler Reddick and that race team. They are yet to finish in the top five in the last five consecutive races. That is ironic. It's his longest streak of the season without a top five finish.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-6688. 800-885-6688. That's 800-885-6688.
Christopher Bell continues to show the way. Ryan Blaney is now up to second as he's gotten by his teammate Joey Logano. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
25 laps to go in stage number two. Battle for the lead begins to shape up in turn three.
Ryan Blaney has caught Christopher Bell, but what can he do with him? Bell goes to the top of the racetrack. Here comes Ryan Blaney all the way at the bottom.
Bell has been stuck to the fence since we dropped the green flag. 141 laps to go. Blaney all the way down on the apron. They are side by side for the lead.
Ryan Blaney has done virtually all of his work at the bottom of the racetrack this afternoon, and it's going to get him to the lead. He'll slide up across the nose of Christopher Bell. Ryan Blaney to the point.
And Christopher Bell will fall back in second. They've got a dozen car lengths over Joey Logano in third. Impressive run to the front for Blaney, all using that inside line.
How impressive is that, Todd Gordon, when everybody has been up against the outside wall trying to make their speed?
Yeah, he's done a great job of just wrapping the bottom. Looks like he gets left side tires right down to the white line and doing a good job of in three and four up against the wall here in one and two, but a great drive forward for Ryan Blaney.
Last seven races here, he has one top 10 finish, and that was a ninth. He hasn't led here, but just a handful of laps. Right now, Ryan Blaney out front in the Hollywood Casino 400. It's Blaney over Bell now by some 10 car lengths. 10 back to Joey Logano. He's third. Alex Bowman about 10 back. He's fourth.
Trouble turn two. Daniel Hamrick has got a tire down on the rear of the South Point machine. He slides up into the low groove. Everybody takes evasive action, and they get by with no harm done. Single car spin for Daniel Hemrick in turn two.
That'll put us under the caution for the fifth time, and with 22 laps to go in the stage, a decision to be made by some of the crew chiefs down there on the pit lane.
Do you come to pit road or do you stay out? We'll find out together when we come back.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs. Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful. Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Curious what drivers talk about during the race? Visit RacingElectronics.com today to purchase a scanner and listen to uncensored audio from every team in the race. Learn more at RacingElectronics.com or stop by and see them in the vendor area today.
Green light is on. That means pit road is open. The field right now working down the back straightaway. Simple question here, crew chief. You're back on the box. Pit road is open. Your driver's out front. What do you do?
I'm putting four tires in this car. I think two is going to play. I think some guys will take it, but we've got 40-some laps on these left sides. I think I want to put four on it and have good laps to go to the stage end.
They are all huddled up right on the bottom of the racetrack. Pace car's in the middle of the speedway, so that kind of gives the indication that they are, in fact, going to come to the pit lane here. The lap will be number 145. Ryan Blaney, the race leader, brings that parade of color to the pit lane. Alan Cavana.
The Penske car so fast, Joey Logano pulls in. He'll get four fresh ones, as will Ryan Blaney. He just got the lead, but wants the stage victory. He wants for this short run to be free or just a little bit. Four tires, long stop on the right side. They're coming around to the left, putting the Sunoco race fuel in. We'll see how it comes out, Steve Post.
Denny Hamlin really good. Going to be four tires, no adjustments. Sunoco racing fuel. Tyler Reddick, they're going to continue to tune on that race car to see if they can make it a little bit better. It was tight over the course of this run. Daniel Suarez has fought just a loose condition all day long. The race off pit road, it's going to lay. Oh, and it's Zane Smith by a nose over Christopher Bell. Bell went with four tires, Sunoco racing fuel. Smith won, Bell was second, Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, and Martin Truex Jr., your front four pit stops, lap number 145.
Up 10 spots, strategy on pit road. Two-tire stop for Zane Smith gets him out front over Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, and Martin Truex Jr. From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
California, the 25-year-old driver for Spire Motorsports, Zane Smith, Christopher Bell, Joey Logano, Ty Gibbs, and Martin Truex Jr. That's your top five.
The Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far has been run by Christopher Bell at a speed of 176.586 miles per hour. Xfinity keeps NASCAR fans in the zone with ultra-low lag and connection you can rely on. Stream NASCAR from the best seat in the house with Xfinity, because you only live once. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
We are headed down to pit road and down to Steve Post. The Kyle Larson car back on pit road. Kyle getting the free pass. And postman Cliff Daniels and the crew will not give up. They're taking this opportunity to go back to work on that Chevrolet.
Yeah, they went under the hood on it. They adjusted on the front shocks on the car. I believe the big problem is the rear diffuser, and that's the aerodynamic body or piece under the car, has damage from when he cut those tires down. And so they are fighting that. What was really interesting about it, during that first stage break, Cliff went to a NASCAR official and told him, I'm going to pit three times. Time one, I'm going to work on the diffuser in the back. The second time in, I'm going to do fuel and tires like a routine pit stop. And the third time, I'm going to come in and work on the shocks on the front of it. And so Kyle Larson worked on that race car, and now they're able to work on the race car again. Unscheduled pit stop. Denny Hamlin comes in, tops it off with fuel. We'll sneak down there and see what the story is with Denny Hamlin, but that was not a plan at all. So Hamlin's on pit road. He's headed down now, waiting for the field to pass. And I'm telling you, this is not going to be likely a race-winning day for Kyle Larson. I'll be anxious to see what the finish is now that they're back on the lead lap and have had a chance to work on that race car.
Denny Hamlin had worked his way up to the number 10 position before having to come back down the pit lane here on lap number 147. So that is going to hurt his opportunity.
He has been up and down and up and down the leaderboard all afternoon long. And the thing about it is, they have a very, very fast race car.
Yeah, they do. And this is just one of those things that this round you have to execute. Reading through the transcripts of the radio, looks like he felt like he had a vibration. I don't think Chris Gabehart felt confident that the wheels were tight. Felt like they had to come and make sure they were.
So he is going to fall in at the tail end of the field. Obviously, he did not get the opportunity to choose what lane to restart in, so he has to fall in at the longest line back there. As the field works their way up off of turn number four, they'll make their way back to the Geico restart zone.
Going to be a sprint to the green and white checkered flag now. Just 17 laps to go in the stage. Zane Smith on the inside. Christopher Bell on the outside. Ty Gibbs, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney, top five, headed to one.
Ty Gibbs shoving Zane Smith toward turn one with everything he's got. Zane Smith will lead by half a car length in one. Christopher Bell, though, on the outside, comes back at him on the back stretch.
Side by side for the lead. Zane Smith on the bottom. Christopher Bell topside. Ty Gibbs looking on. Ryan Blaney in fourth. Evasive maneuvers, and John Hunter Nemechek is around on the back straightaway. Justin Haley will spin as well. It's Haley spinning pirouettes on the skid pad at the end of the back stretch. John Hunter will steer out of his slide. Justin Haley now will leave the spin scene at the entrance to turn three.
Caution on the speedway for the sixth time in the Hollywood Casino 400. A two-car incident halfway down the back stretch in front of Mike Bagley.
John Hunter Nemechek, Justin Haley getting tangled up. That's Haley you hear behind me right now, flat right front. Both drivers have been able to clear the scene on the back straightaway, but two drivers obviously coming to grief there on this restart halfway down the back stretch.
Was it way back at the beginning of NASCAR Live Race Day when you and I were talking about this racetrack? The starts and restarts are insane here at the Kansas Speedway. Denny Hamlin on pit road, if you remember, unscheduled stop just a lap or two ago. Steve Post, why was he there?
Yeah, Denny Hamlin rolled back on the racetrack, thought he had a vibration. Chris Gabehart told him, if you have a vibration, come back down. And they found the left rear wheel was loose on Denny Hamlin's car. They tightened it up and sent him back out. Hamlin's been worried about track position all day long. They had it, they lost a little bit of it, and now they've lost a bunch of it.
Boy, tough break for Denny Hamlin there as we work the caution flag with Christopher Bell, the leader, and 16 to go in stage number two.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Tracks today on the Apple App Store or Google Play. NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
From Kansas Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Still waiting to get the one-to-go signal so we can get back.